From Georgia to Capitol Hill, where a joint session of Congress is meeting to officially declare Joe Biden the winner of the presidential election. Biden won 306 electoral votes, so normally this would be a ceremonial event. But today, about a dozen Republican senators and many more House Republicans are expected to object to the certification of the vote, which will trigger hours and hours of debate. One of them is Florida Republican Michael Waltz. He joined us before the session began. You've indicated that you plan to object to the certification of the Electoral College votes today, even though, Congressman, you know, the math doesn't work out. Republicans don't have the numbers they need to block those votes. So what's the goal? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, sure. I'm doing some, and I'm objecting to some, but not all. The distinction in my mind is there were allegations of fraud, criminal fraud, that has to be proven in court. And in some of the states, that has not been proven. What I am focused on are the constitutional issues at play. The Equal Protection Clause in the 14th Amendment is validated by Bush versus Gore, where counties can't treat ballots differently. In some counties in Pennsylvania, voters were allowed to cure and to fix their mail-in ballots, and some they were not. So there are some real constitutional issues that we need to shine a spotlight on that my constituents have asked me to object to. I do not buy into the notion that this is overturning election or treason or sedition or a lot of those terms, frankly, that are insulting. At the end of it, we'll have, I'm confident, a president-elect and a peaceful transfer of power.
So let's clear it up. You say it's insulting to you, but you brought it up. A lot of people are wondering whether or not this is an effort or worried that this is an effort to overturn the election, the will of the American people. And at the very least, skeptics would say you're making a political statement by showing loyalty to the president, that your intentions aren't as pure here as you say they are.
Yeah, I think my 24 years of service fighting for this Constitution and now continued service here, I shouldn't have to defend my motives or my character. And that's a sad state, frankly, for journalism and the media that go to personal attacks and character attacks. I'm stating my objections and my interpretation of the Constitution, and that's okay. In 2005, when both the Senate and the House objected to Bush's election, you know, that resulted in a commission led by Jimmy Carter. And I think we need to, you know, continue to improve our elections going forward.
Well, here's what's confusing to people, though. The spotlight you refer to has already been shining on this issue. Since the election, there have been weeks and weeks and 60 court cases to present evidence of fraud or wrongdoing in this election. All 50 states have certified the votes. No one has been able to present any credible evidence. Do you not have faith in the justice system or in your fellow Republicans who are leading many of these states?
But I think you're conflating two things. Criminal allegations have to be proven. Those are handled in the courts. Constitutional issues, you know, are perfectly within our purview. And so, for example, in 2001, when the election went through the Supreme Court twice, Democrats still objected with the certification of the electors.
Al Gore gaveled them down because he thought it was bad for the country.
No, that's inaccurate, frankly. He gaveled them down because he said you do not have a senator that's also objecting. In 2005, they did, and Nancy Pelosi supported that. So this is our system. It's been used multiple times. I'm frankly a little perplexed at yours and others kind of hyperventilating about it. This is our democracy at work.
But Congressman, you know it's not just me, as you say, hyperventilating or asking you questions. It's not just journalists. Your own conservative colleagues in Congress, many of them disagree with you. Congressman Chip Roy said the text of the Constitution is clear. States select electors. Congress does not.
That's right.
Look at the Senate, where it's even stronger. James Inhofe, a very conservative senator, said it would be a violation of his oath of office to go through with this. Kevin Cramer said it would go against his conscience.
Sure.
This is causing a rift in your party.
What I was referring to was some of your colleagues. I don't want to pretend to say that you said this, of calling, you know, people have a different opinion than Congressman Roy, who I respect very much, extremists, radicals. That's what I find, frankly, very insulting. And you know what? Disagreement's okay.
You don't think it's causing a rift in your party?
We've had disagreement when it comes to the role of federalism. This law that we are enacting, the Electoral Count Act, has been taken to the courts multiple times and upheld. This isn't historic or unprecedented.
It is unprecedented in one way, at least, because President Trump, a president, is calling into question the results of an election. I just want to understand if you think that and what you're doing is causing a rift in your party. Look at Georgia last night. At least one and likely two Democrats are going to be going to the U.S. Senate. Many believe that this effort to call the election into question is what led to those results.
I think you had historic African-American turnout. I think they had a fantastic ground game to continue to turn out the vote. It looks like they ran a better election. What I'm concerned about, if they want to put Democratic policies or progressive policies forward, that's absolutely their right. But if they want to put fundamental changes, the Electoral College, new states, that has me really concerned. We'll see how the rest of this election goes with Purdue.
Congressman Michael Waltz, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.